¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Are you ready? KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling along. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, first day of March Madness. And holy moly, we've had some a great game between Auburn and New Mexico State. Lots of games going on, and the place to be to watch all of them, Twin Peaks. Pick your location. But if you happen to be in the neighborhood of 290 location, stop by and see us. We've had a stellar show today. We heard hour number one was aight, but we know that hour number two is off the chain and popping, according to some people that are listening. But we're having some fun one way or the other.
There's nothing better than getting live criticism on site where, like, yeah, your hour one sucked, but hour two was great.
Well, he didn't say sucked, but he just said it was aight.
I mean, you might as well say it sucked if you said it was aight.
So I'm glad David Barron is in the building to be able to be our radio critic for the day. But in the meantime, we're having a good time
here.
What?
I'm going to be good.
I saw you lining it up. I saw you putting it into crosshairs, and I'm like, this could go crazy.
I almost
crazy
went into
full-on
roast mode. And then I'm like, no, I got to remember.
Anybody with FUBU kicks
see,
on
I'm not,
knows
I'm not,
what's going on.
I mean, I'm not roasting. I'm not saying nothing about the jorts. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing that. I'm classy. I'm not going to do that.
The walnut grain FUBUs is a good look.
Nope.
You went full on jorts, so I'm just letting you know. There's more to the package than just that.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there with you. You're not getting me to do it.
All right.
Apparently, the Colts have reached an agreement with Justin Houston.
Yeah, P. Randizzle just told me that during the break. Well, one, at least the Colts are spending the most cap money still out there of any NFL team. And two, if you're a Texans fan, if you weren't a little bit worried about the Colts before, time to start worrying more, because now they are improving their defense and they're going out and making moves that make sense. That's going to be a nice addition to their pass rush.
No doubt. You feel like he kind of got back what – I felt like he had lost a step.
A little bit.
But then you feel like – I mean, he only played in the 12 games last year. If he would have played a full 16, it probably would have been a pretty damn good season. He was able to get nine sacks in just the 12 games compared to 9.5 in the full 16 the previous year. But – I felt the Colts definitely got better. He's 30. I thought he was a little older than that, I'll be honest with you. I felt like he was in this, 32, 33, something like that. 30 years old, though.
Tell you what.
It's a good get for them.
Good get for the Colts. And if you're the Chiefs and you're looking at all the moves they made, they've made some good moves. You already know what they have offensively. And obviously adding the Honey Badger helps them immensely in the back end. But they let a guy like Eric Berry walk, who was a big member of the, like a franchise staple type player, but also we knew he had some health issues, the cancer as well as just staying healthy. But when he's on the field, he was good. So you can call that like a wash or an upgrade because you get someone younger at the position. But you let Dee Ford go in a trade. You let Houston go. So don't you feel like they have moves to be made to try and get their defensive line, their front seven, back up to respectability to kind of equal the rest of that team?
You talking about KC?
Yes.
What I wanted to see what because I forget everybody that they've added. Say it again.
We're talking about because they let Dee Ford go. They traded him to the Niners.
Yep.
They cut Houston, who's now signed with the Colts.
Yep.
They let Eric Berry go, and he's out there as a free agent. I guess he's talking to the Cowboys amongst other teams. But they added Tyrann Mathieu.
Yep.
So, for the most part, when you look at what they've done defensively.
Carlos Hyde. They added Breland from the
Rashad Breland on a cheap deal as a corner. But I'm talking about the front seven now in particular. The front seven, you lose two great pass rushers. I mean, look, if you could talk about great or maybe pretty good or above average pass rushers in Ford and Houston, and I'm looking at their front seven going, they've got to do something to improve that before the season starts, don't they?
Well, I mean, there's still the draft. Maybe they're trying to get younger up front.
But again, with as good of a regular season as they had, they're not exactly drafting, you know, in the top 12 picks. So,
true.
And we know it's a defensive-heavy draft. But I don't know if you try and move up in the first round and try and add a pick or two. But I don't know. As good as they are offensively, I'd be worried about some of the holes they have defensively, especially in their front seven.
Yeah, you get the feeling that they feel set offensively. They'll probably focus on defense in the draft. They probably focus on that front seven and get a little bit younger. Adding Tyrann Mathieu obviously helps the secondary. I mean, it's going to be interesting, but you're right with it being a defensive heavy draft.
Yeah,
that I could see them doing that. I mean, the Justin Houston thing, I get. From a money perspective, why you do that if you're them. He's 30. He's not getting younger. He's not getting better. You probably – I mean, that he had, what, 20
– Do we have specs on the deal?
He had, like, 22 sacks 1 year, Houston did. You're not getting that again. Yeah, I can pull it up. It's right here.
Because along the lines of what you're saying, I was just going to back it up by saying you're right. Hopefully that's not a long-term deal. Hopefully they only went 2, 3, 4 years max.
Let's see what SpotTrack says. Houston signed a 2-year, $24 million deal with the Colts. It doesn't say what was guaranteed, any of it. But, yeah, he's just going to get $12 million a year for the next 2 years.
That's Chris Ballard. That's Lance's guy. He's a smart general manager.
Yeah.
You could take a risk for 2 years, and I would assume most of the guarantees are in year one, because if it doesn't pan out, you can cut ties after a year if you had to.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see that. I'll tell you what, there was another kind of an under-the-radar signing that I think is really going to help a team that, in one person in particular, in person here at 290 location of Twin Peaks, is going to be giddy about. But when you add a tight end like Jared Cook to Drew Brees and the Saints, I think that's an under-the-radar pick that could really blow up for the Saints this coming year.
Yeah.
Because we had him in Green Bay for a year. And
we did?
Yep. I did that for you. I know it was just a one-year deal,
or what?
But when Rodgers, and everybody remembers the throw he made against the Cowboys that ended up beating the Cowboys with the field goal on the sideline, but that dude, if he stays healthy for Drew Brees, is going to be one hell of a weapon and an addition to the Saints offense. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a good get for them. I mean, anytime you can add weapons, good for them. What was the terms of that deal?
It was, I believe it was a one-year deal.
Okay.
And it was pretty reasonable. So I think it was in the $5 million range. So, and you know, and he of all the people that had a good year for the Raiders, and there weren't many, he was the safety blanket and a really key target for Carr a year ago for the Raiders. So I think with a good quarterback, and obviously with Breeze, a great quarterback, he's going to have a hell of a year this year.
Yeah, he's no Notre Dame punter.
God, let's talk about that.
He's no Tyler Newsome. Tyler Newsome, during his pro day at Notre Dame, a punter, 30 reps on the bench press.
225.
As a punter, 30 reps. Now, you're probably thinking, is that good? Let me give you some perspective. Saquon Barkley did 29. Cameron Jordan put up 25. Trey Flowers put up 28.
Now, let's be specific. This was on their combine day.
Yeah.
Right?
This was on their pro day.
Yeah, on their pro day.
Khalil Mack put up 23. So a punter put up 30 reps at 225. Khalil Mack put up 23. Rob Gronkowski, 23. Von Miller, 21. This punter is putting all of these names I'm giving you to shame. Jadeveon Clowney, 21. You're not. If I'm that punter, when I'm on the field, I'm just going up and I'm showing guns to Clowney. I'm like, yep, you don't want none of this. Like, I'm 30. You're 30 reps. I'm obviously stronger than you, bro. And that's just arms. Don't even talk to me about legs. Don't even talk to me about squats.
If you're that punter's pharmacist, you're doing it all in cash.
Todd Gurley put up 17. Calais Campbell, 16. Like, this isn't even close.
So you do realize that last year Tennessee's punter Trevor Daniel put up 23.
That's crazy.
What's with punters these days? I'm telling you. I mean, if you're their strength and conditioning coach and you also are giving them their supplements,
and who was the one,
I'd hide.
You know, that probably means that that one guy that we saw from he's a high school punter, right? Or JUCO? Miami's
yeah.
punter. What's his name?
Big, I don't know.
From New Zealand?
Yeah, with all the tats and everything.
Yeah. He looks like somebody from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll probably put up 40 when it comes time.
God, you get punters doing kind of crazy
stuff. Crazy.
All over the
place.
That's
wildness. 30 reps at 225. How many times can you do 225?
Anymore? I used to be able to do sets of 10 to 12 with 225.
I couldn't do it one time. There's no
I
way
used
I could
to,
do
I said. But I really? Haven't done any flat. I mean, I hadn't been done any straight bar benching. I do it all with dumbbells.
I've never lifted 225 in my life. Well, I take that back. I lifted my lawnmower.
Yeah,
that's how
your
I got
lawnmower,
the hernia.
Right?
That was 600. So I did 600, but that was more of a squat than a press. But, boy, that's a lot for a punter.
I mean, and that's the thing, too. I mean, especially for an offensive lineman, because that's the move you make a lot of times as an offensive lineman. You think offensive lineman numbers should be off the chain. But even with the names and
Bakhtiari,
the numbers you were throwing
28.
Out, yeah.
Still, this is crazy.
And he's the best left tackle in football. But, I mean, a punter just beat you by two.
That's wild. That's wild. I don't know what they're doing. Notre Dame out there just putting out strong-ass punters, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. If you're the Notre Dame strength coach and or the pharmacist, I would be doing only cash deals, and I would be doing it under the radar.
What? Did you lose your internet? My internet's down. What's
no,
going on here?
I'm good right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm all right right now.
Lost it. Lost it. Can't call up any more text messages. Sorry.
By the way, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have hired two full-time female assistant coaches.
That's cool.
Assistant strength coach is one of them. So, and an assistant defensive line coach as
That's
well.
Good. That's
yeah.
good.
So, you know what? Progress. What is that, like two in the league?
What were their
assistant strength coach and assistant D-line coach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The strength coach, I kind of get, like, you feel like that's kind of where
human performance and,
Nutrition, stuff like that, where they might break in. But assistant D-line coach. That's legit.
Yeah, no doubt.
I like that.
Yeah,
good
a lot of
them.
Tape study.
Yeah.
Drew and I were at Golf Galaxy on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys that works at Golf Galaxy, his wife owns the women's one of the women's professional football teams here in the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are they called?
The Heat is one of them. There were several.
What?
The Heat.
Oh, the Heat.
Houston Heat.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's,
I'm not gonna...
there's a couple others. Okay, yeah. But you know what? I'm sure he...
I'm not getting in trouble. I'm not going to do it.
Why stop now?
Nope. You're not getting me in trouble. I'm not going to do it.
Well, then we aren't either. We're going to get to our break on time and come back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Jazz and A-Wall, that's
our team. Step inside the party, disrupt the whole scene. To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, flying through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Twin Peaks on 290. It's a beautiful day outside with scenic views inside. Unbelievable food and beverage, 29 degrees on the beer. And, of course, because it's the first day of March Madness, all kinds of games to be seen here. Lots of screens. So stop in and see us. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. By the way, AJ out, so
Yay.
Lance Zierlein in. Today with Fred, and then tomorrow I think it's still TBD. They're looking for some idiot to fill in. No? What? Oh, tomorrow Barry Laminack will be in with Fred on the Blitz. You're doing a marathon tomorrow.
I almost cursed at you.
I like it.
I almost got dumped. Yeah, tomorrow I will be
6 straight hours of radio for you.
I'll be doing the number one or the number two and the number three shows in the city.
There well,
how
go.
About that?
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
And then I have a comedy show. It's called the Bolt House in Seabrook. Oh, it's going to be a long day.
You are covering some ground, and you are going to spend a lot of time with a microphone, man.
I'm going to be doing a lot of talking tomorrow. I'm going to be pretty exhausted.
Hot tea on. Good thing.
Headlining,
hey,
too.
Here's the thing. This is what I like. It's not on a weekday.
That's true.
Saturday. You can try and work on getting the pipes back and hot tea and all that stuff.
Sleeping all day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be having where you have to come back and do another show the next day. And
going to be a long day because also at 11:30, I will be interviewing the Keyboard Cat owner.
Oh, you're
for the podcast.
You're doing a 15-er.
Yeah, so I'll be at the studio interviewing the guy that owned. Well, he's dead now. Keyboard Cat died. I don't know if you guys know that. But his name's Charlie.
Yeah, you told us.
And I'll be interviewing Charlie. He's got a third generation keyboard cat that's about to be released. So I'll be doing that interview for the 15 podcast. Then I'll be doing our show. Then I'll be doing the Blitz. Then I'll be doing a set at the Bolt House in Seabrook. And then I'm going home and not saying anything for the whole weekend. I don't plan on talking at all.
So if you have,
it's gonna be a long
if you
ass
need
day
to
tomorrow.
Get your fill of Barry Laminack, it's just you're gonna get.
Yeah.
More than your share on Friday.
Pretty much. If you don't like me, tomorrow is not your day. Tomorrow, if you're a Barry Laminack hater, there are plenty. Tomorrow's not your day for radio.
Yeah, Nick, you probably want to take the day off tomorrow.
That's outstanding. Nick's like, God, I got to hear that all day. Sorry, Nicholas.
There you go. That's good. It's going to be a long day. And Lance is in tonight.
Lance is here. Yep. Well, he's not here.
Lance is pulling a double. But he's doing the Creighton double. He's doing the morning show, take a couple hours off, and come back for an evening shift.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. At least mine's going to – I'm just back to
right. Pete Craig does that on the regular.
Yeah, he does the morning on SB Nation,
yeah.
And then he does
– takes a few hours off and comes back to do
– what's his hot hits? Hot late hits.
You just like to hack up show titles.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Do.
No.
Just like your whole get up stuff.
No.
Yes,
I just don't – I'm not good at memories. I don't memorize good. I don't know. This is the Unusual Suspects with Noel and Barry.
Noel. That's Barry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, yes. That is totally
it. Also be used as a promo code if you need it. B-E-R-R-Y.
Somebody had a question for me on the text line. Barry, do you keep your toothbrush bristles covered? Yes.
Do you really?
I do. I have an electric toothbrush, and it comes with a plastic cap. So, yep.
That's excessive.
What, an electric toothbrush?
No, keeping the bristles covered.
It came with it.
So what?
So why? So I use it.
For convenience, if I'm the only one in my bathroom sink, I just leave mine.
You know where they're going with
holder.
This because of the old
the
poop particles
thing and the poop
that floats and all that. And I think that had been debunked by Mythbusters, if I'm not mistaken. But I do keep it just because it came with it, so why not use it? That's my whole thing. It's not for sanitary purposes.
Because we already covered this when you were talking about the bathroom and the proximity from your toothbrush and the bathroom and the sink and the toilets. And we understand the germophobia, but.
Somebody said when we were talking about the chick that was licking the toilet seat on the plane.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe you told us to go see that. I hope you lose everything in your divorce.
That divorce thing ain't going away.
If I stop reading them, it will. I just find it to be funny that that they keep that going. So,
God forbid Nora's out there someday.
She knows,
and the listeners say,
yeah, she knows the level of stupidity we get to. On
I hope
show.
So.
Like she realizes what we do.
I try and do the same thing. I convey a certain level of it to Lisa to make sure she's prepared for anything that might come her way.
Look, somebody may ask about this. Yeah, I don't,
yeah,
yeah. Well, in fact, my brother-in-law listens. Pretty regularly, so anything that I say, if he thought it was bad, it would get back to her. So she knows, though. She knows I'm going to say crazy stuff. Like, that's just who I am. So,
but I don't think from Lisa's perspective, she assumes that others will. So that's like when she's out there and she's obviously reachable through social media and people would say stupid stuff like, God, good luck with your tattooed daughter on meth. Based on today's
like,
show,
what?
She's going to be like, what in the hell is going on your show? And I'll be like, it's just Barry.
Just Barry being Barry.
Yeah.
Somebody said, where's the show on Friday? Bolt House in Seabrook. I have no idea where that is. It's just called Bolt House in Seabrook. So if you're down that way and you want some comedy in your life, come on out. I think they're going to let me give away two tickets tomorrow. I have no idea.
Oh, cool.
What's going on, man?
Which show?
The Bolt House in Seabrook.
Oh, I thought... I said, on which show you're going to give the tickets away?
Oh.
You're doing multiple shows, Starboy. I'm just asking you which show you're giving them away on. Would it be on the show you should be loyal to, or would it be on the Blitz, or maybe you'll try and give away some on the podcast for a later date? I don't know. I'm asking a question here.
Man.
Jeez.
This is why I'm getting a divorce. I'm divorcing my work wife. What happened? What's wrong?
Remember what I told you?
About?
Earlier.
Oh, boy, they're really making out
there. They can't get enough of each other, these two.
That's weird, though. She did the under-the-arm hug kiss. Nobody does that.
Well, she just did
it. Nobody goes
under. She just went under something else to do more than that.
Is she reaching his pants?
Just letting you know that.
There's a couple here at the Twin Peaks on 290 out in the parking lot making out.
Now, I had pointed out to Barry that when she walked in, she was very businesslike, very dressed appropriate for like a business situation.
But usually when
good presentation.
You make out, right, but usually when you make out, you go like, hands for the guy, hands go around the waist. For the girl, hands go around the neck. And that's how you make out in the parking lot. Well, I will say this. She is holding the to-go box, so that's going to be a hindrance.
Hand did go around the neck, but I'm just letting you know. It was
below
the belt.
No, she went more under the armpit. Kind of like if you're going for like a hip toss in wrestling, she went under the armpit. I don't know why you go under the armpit for a makeout session.
She did that after she went under something else.
She went down his pants?
No, on the outside of the pants, but she definitely went down there.
Front or back?
She just had to step back and catch her breath, man. So she's all dressed up, business-like, heels, skirt, and everything. He's got a black T-shirt on and some cargo pants.
Oh, he was holding the to-go box. Okay. Wow. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was a round two or round three session. Clarence says they're together, but they're not together.
Well, how the hell does Clarence know?
Clarence knows everything.
No. You think that was Clarence? Do you think that was like they were two cheaters and they were just like, hey, I got to go home to my wife. Cool. I got to go home to my husband. And they just met at the Twin Peaks?
I'm thinking at least
one
of them.
If your wife drives a white GMC with KBD as the start of the license plate, you need to check her when she gets to the house because she's up here cheating on you, whoever.
You thought P. Randizzle's wife catching his name on the air was something? We catch some cheaters all kinds of ways up in this mug. We're going to do some damage today, people.
You know, with the population of this city, there's like a 2% chance that hits, but it would be your luck if that actually hits.
White skirt with black and white houndstooth, just so you know, if she gets home and that's what she's wearing.
Some Leos on.
These hoes ain't loyal.
She had some Leos on, some leave them on heels. Look out.
These hoes ain't loyal, so.
It was saucy up in here.
What is that?
So for the Bolt House, for anybody who lives down there, and I live down that way, it's right off of NASA at 146.
There you go. It's going to be a long-ass drive after the Blitz.
I got news for you.
And it starts at 8.
You're going to be doing the show with nobody tomorrow because that's going to end up being in the Deer Park zone. The plume is heading your way, and your long day is going to be even longer because there's going to be a quarantine before your show. And then you can give away two tickets.
No, you'll be fine. It's not that close to Deer Park.
No one asked you.
He's just trying to. Yeah.
I miss Nick. Oh, we're having a good time here. And again, if you can't join us today at Twin Peaks on 290, you can join us tomorrow at Twin Peaks off of Kirby.
Somebody texted the show and said, y'all are witnessing an episode of Cheaters.
Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. I'm watching it. I saw it unfold when she first got here. And then I'm trying to get y'all's attention to say, hey, those are the people I'm talking about. And they go out and just put it on display in front of all of us. It's like we were at the cinema and we all had a front row seat. We're all watching the movie unfold right in front of us.
Oh, that's funny. That was a good time.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, the Blitz gives you play-by-play of police chases. We give you play-by-play of cheaters.
Cheaters.
Sexing in the parking
lot. Yep.
Boom. That was weird, though. I've never seen the under-the-arm.
I thought you were going to say she had her hands full, because she did.
No, but it was just like, it was weird. Like, they don't even know how to do it right. That was weird. I don't know.
I just think that next time she had turn and cough, I mean, she should do it in private. I mean, it was right there in the middle for everybody.
She grabbed it?
Literally, outside the
shirt. No, I didn't see that.
The worn-out cargo pants, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Well, like
his
I
pants,
said,
your shirt. He had a full military regalia on. He was going to war, that guy.
And he had a goatee.
He was frontline combat.
That's
he didn't have a goatee. He had a full beard.
Oh, did he?
He had the heart.
See, I would be so bad, like, if we got robbed, they'd be like, what did he look like? I'd be like, he had a goatee, three eyes, and one ear.
If he had three arms, he just came from Deer Park.
He was 6'9". They'd be like, sir, he was 5'3". Like, no eyes. Like, yeah, I'm not good at that. I don't pay attention that well that stuff. I tell you what I do pay attention to, getting cash back in my wallet. That I pay attention to. And you can do that through the Get Upside app. In fact, somebody just reached out to me and said, hey, how does it work like when you pay for stuff? Could I use a company card? You know what? Reach out and ask, but I'll be honest with you. All you need is a debit or credit card to use the Get Upside app. And once you have that debit or credit card, you're good to go. Now, here's what you do. Download Get Upside from your phone's app store, whether it's the iTunes store or the Google Play store, completely free to download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. First thing you want to do, because you're going to get an extra bonus cash back in your pocket when you do your first fill-up through the Get Upside app. And when I talk about fill-ups and cash back, I'm talking about up to 25 cents a gallon cash back in your pocket at over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. These gas stations want your business. They absolutely do. That's why they offer these cashback deals, but you can only get them through the Get Upside app. And you're only going to get that bonus if you use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. It's very important to put that in there as well. And look, there's also a referral program if you want to take advantage of that, where you'll get extra cash back when your friends use the Get Upside app and use your promo code just like you'll be using mine. Now, I'm not getting y'all's cash back, so don't worry about that. But you can absolutely take advantage of that. And there are listeners out there. In fact, the guy that I've been bragging about that's got the $80, he hit me up. He's like, nah, dude, I'm not the $80 cash back guy anymore. I'm up to $90 now. And people are like, how are you doing that? Referrals and food and gas. That's how it goes. Get Upside. It's great. Do not leave money at the pump. If you're not using Get Upside to fill up, you are leaving money at the pump. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later. And do not go anywhere. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show right here at the Twin Peaks off of 290 Feeder. You can stop by and see us till 4, Blitz till 7, Lance in for AJ today. Then tomorrow, all of our shows starting with Charlie will be at the Twin Peaks Kirby location, where day two of March Madness means more for you to do and to see and to stop in and talk to Barry and me and Aaron and all the crew here. P. Randizzle is about 18 drinks in on business, on a lunch. Clarence hanging out, doing his thing. We appreciate the suspects that come out to see us. Barry, I don't know if you saw this or not.
Okay.
Fred's outside right now, but I need to check. I think AJ picked all four of the play-in games for Fred.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Fred said, I think it was a $25 play, but if he won, it was in the 200 some dollar range.
So he nailed it.
So he might have nailed that
good
one. Yeah. But on that note, this was crazy, man. A dude hit a 20 leg parlay on $25 and won $104,000.
Damn.
On NBA and college basketball games, the better backed 14 favorites, 3 underdogs, and took 3 overs, and they all came through. There were some close calls. The biggest sweat may have come in the first game on the entire ticket, the Wizards at the Hornets. The better took the Hornets to win straight up at minus 200 odds. Bradley Beal missed a potential go-ahead contested layup with 3.6 seconds to play, and the Hornets held on for a one-point victory. So he was sweating early.
Yeah.
But a 20-leg parlay just paid off six figures.
That's
104
crazy.
Grand.
There's no way that I have the luck in my life for anything like that to ever happen. I would have missed on that one. I would have gotten 24. That would have been what would happen to me, the torture of getting 24 of the 25.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You'd be so close, and then that last one would just be the bad beat. Yeah, that's – and they said traditionally 20-leg parlays have not been a regular offering at Nevada sports books. And Las Vegas bookmakers and bettors struggled to recall any parlay with that many selections ever cashing in. They said they've heard of 15, but not 20 in the 30-plus years. 20.
Damn.
20-leg parlay, and he hit. So $25 turns into $104,000.
Oh, it's $25. That's what
That's a
crazy.
Hell of a deal.
That's crazy.
And it's worth the risk at $25.
Yeah, I mean, that's
– right?
That's – yeah. But I almost feel like it would be too absurd where you're like, I mean, who's going to hit a 20-leg parlay? Even if it's for $25, my thought
that's
would
one
be,
of those when you're drunk, you pull the trigger on
my
that,
my thought
right?
would be like, I'm just basically wasting $25 because there's no way that all 20 of these hit. But I guess he was like worth the – I guess it was worth the risk.
It's like when you get the – you're drunk and you got that – you get the confidence rolling and you're like, I'm so good at picking games. Watch me pull this off. I'm only going to put 25 on it, but watch me put – and then boom.
Yeah.
You hit that one? I'd
craziness.
Like to hit that. I'll take that 104 grand.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings. I'll
no
tell you that much.
No doubt, man. That would be pretty good. Another upset possibly in the making, though we're just starting the second half. But Belmont, one of those play-in winners.
Never heard of them.
Playing Maryland and winning right now by the score of 40-34.
Sounds like a made-up school.
Sounds
right,
like a
Aaron?
School that if anybody went there for a year, that they would probably wear a
– where's Belmont?
Tank top jersey.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Belmont is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Now, is this a junior college?
No.
Or is this
four-year.
Like a – it's a four-year school.
Yep. It's actually the
now,
probably number one music school in the country.
Okay. I'm going to need you to slow down. Saying it's the number one music school, you might as well say it's the number one cooking school. No one's bragging about being the number one music school.
You are
so.
If you're a musician.
Like NYU is known for being in acting and music. I mean, the Juilliard School, right?
Who brags about that, though?
People in music.
And people in
way,
that industry.
People have heard of NYU. No one's heard of Belmont. I immediately thought.
I'm going to tell you this. Everybody's heard of Belmont just because of NCAA tournament games.
Everyone's heard of Belmont because of the horse race. I was like, why is this dude wearing a horse racing tank top? That makes no sense. Uh-oh, here comes Fred.
Here comes the expert. You know what he hasn't told you? He's been wearing the same shirt for 3 days.
Because
they had
said
a play-in
it.
Game.
Yeah, I already said it. This is not only is a grown-ass man wearing a basketball tank top. Thank God he's wearing a T-shirt underneath it.
It's
but this
even,
is twice in 3 days.
It's not even a tank top. It's a sleeveless shirt. Yeah. It's not even a tank. Like, at Belmont, apparently you didn't pay enough to get the shirt with the sleeves on it. That's not even a tank. That's awful.
And, Fred, you allow this.
This is.
You know, listen, what else does he have? Let's be honest. You know, I mean, his school's in the tournament. He's happy. Good for him. I mean, it's freaking Belmont, all right?
Wow.
You know, at least you got Wisconsin. You guys are good at a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Did you graduate from Belmont? No.
Wait, it was a music, Barry, it was a music school. He got out as fast as he could. He got to the radio engineering school instead, which is okay.
The Columbia School of Broadcasting. Yeah. He's got a jersey for them, too. He's got like a number 12 on the back.
I should have worn my Lone Star jersey. I should have just rocked my Lone Star jersey. That
would
have been great.
The
screwdrivers. Yeah, you know what's going to really be funny is if Belmont wins today and then UH loses. Do you know how much crap I am going to take on Monday?
Yeah.
Guess whose school is still in the tournament?
Yeah,
nice job with your 31-3 guys that won some AAC. Who cares? They're Belmont.
You're just lucky there's two rounds before Monday, so you might be able to survive that.
Yeah, well, now he's down four, so you see how his face just started falling.
I
didn't play it. I would have played Belmont in this game.
Really?
Jay Billis picked them to win.
They're way underseeded, all kidding aside. They were one of the teams that almost got left out because they were going to put in 16 and 16 Texas. And so I'm glad they got in. I cashed on them the other night.
Oh, I was going to ask you, but I just mentioned it on the air. Did you cash in on all four that AJ gave you?
Hit all
That's
four.
What I thought.
Yeah, so it was a free roll. And so I got some bullets for the weekend.
Now, I just mentioned this, but there was a guy in a casino last night, I believe it was, picking college basketball and NBA games on a 20-leg parlay for $25, won $104,000.
That's damn near impossible. That's a lottery ticket.
Would you ever even consider doing that for $20?
Well, listen,
sober. $25.
If I'm drunk enough,
there. See,
like that's okay. Like my biggest score on a future bet was the year the Saints won the Super Bowl, and I happened to be in Vegas about a month before the season, and won a poker tournament, dropped a grand on the Saints at 17-1.
Wow.
You know, because it was free money, and you know,
right,
throwing it around because that's what you do in Vegas. And I almost forgot about the ticket. At the time, I was pretty poor, too, so that was a lot of money. And, yeah, so when the Saints won, that was that was a good score. I was able to pay rent.
So the alcohol gives you the foresight.
But I have no interest in 25-team parlays,
but
man.
That's what I said.
I'll just go buy a lottery ticket, you know?
That's the only way you make that bet, right, is you're drunk and you want to tell everybody, you know what, I know what I'm doing picking games,
and you just take
a flyer.
But if you're doing that, you really don't know what you're doing, but that's okay. You know, you're gambling. And you know, the thing we always talk about is that there's two ways to look at it. There's, hey, I'm trying to make money. I'm going to grind it out. And that's a pain in the ass, and it's a lot of work. I'm just going to have fun, so I'm going to take whatever disposable money I have. And if I'm out there and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to throw $25 on this.
Yep.
It's no worse than putting $25 on a blackjack table. And if you hit it, great. You get to make all the websites. And if you don't, oh, well.
And it's true because when I first, a couple years ago, I went to Fred. I was like, hey, I think I want to do some gambling. And he was like, if you never started, don't start now unless you're just going to do it for the fun. And I was like, yeah, I'm not trying to supplement my income, or I just want to do it because, one, I mean, I'm already doing, you know, talking sports every day. And that was when my bookie was I was hooked up with my bookie. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Let's check it out. So you're right, though. The advice you gave me was do it for the fun. Don't do it to make the money.
Yeah, because so many people, like, they hear us talk about it. Okay, well, I want to do that. And it's like, yeah, but the way we do it is, I mean, it's a grind.
Yeah.
And you may go 6 months and lose a bunch of money, and then you get hot for 3 months, and you're up, and then you look up at the end of the year, and you count it all up. And most years, it comes out in the plus, but, man, it's not fun. I mean, it's a grind. And
that's the kind of wager you make with your buddies when you're at the sports book during
yes.
the and you go, you know what, while we're all picking our games, let's all throw in a couple of bucks and pick a massive – you know, parlay to see what they can do, right?
Yeah, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that if you're doing that for fun. But if you're trying to seriously make money, parlays in general, or like I did that for fun with AJ the other night because I had a free roll on my bookie. I'm like, okay, so give me your, you know, let me have some rooting interest on the first four.
Right.
And
well, what's the biggest parlay you hit?
To be honest with you, since I don't play that many, when I do them, it's like that. I did a $25 parlay on those four games that paid $253.
So that was a pretty good one then.
Yeah, I mean, just for fun. I mean, I don't think I've ever played. I won't bet as much on a parlay as I will like if I really like a game, and I'll put a lot more than that on it. But
figured you're going to tell me like a whole CFL weekend. You just
weekend, especially CFL where I'm trying to. I'm seriously trying to make money. I'm just playing game by game.
Okay.
And it depends on – and then you stagger it. The games you have the strongest feel for, you bet the most. The ones you're, you know, so-so on, you bet the least. And if you kind of follow a bankroll and manage it like that – and nobody wants to do that. That's not fun.
No.
That's a pain
that's
in the
grinding.
Ass. And, you know, I'm being married to an accountant. I have no choice. She keeps track of all that stuff. But ever since she started doing it, I've – started winning.
Let me tell you something. I'm not married to an accountant, and she still keeps track of all that stuff. So.
Oh, amen to that. Yep. I'm with you on that one.
But like with poker even, she sits there and she'll come in and say, okay, here's your ROI in cash games. Here's your ROI in tournaments. You should just play cash.
Wow. Way to take all the fun out of it, babe.
And I'm like, yeah, thanks, hon.
That's like someone that's like overzealous on spreadsheets that does it on everything from baseball to football picks.
But it's the same concept.
Yeah.
Except, you know, maybe you're not an overbearing. Never mind. I think you guys got to go to break.
We'll be right back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final segment of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks 290. We've told you that we're taking you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Lance in for AJ today. Barry in for AJ tomorrow.
Barry in for Lance if Lance doesn't get here in time.
Okay.
Is he here?
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So with that, all that being said, that means, too, that we remind you that tomorrow we will be at the Twin Peaks Kirby location, starting with Charlie's show, going all the way through the Blitz. Barry, be here for Barry's Marathon and March Madness. Barry does 6 hours of radio, and we do a little March Madness and some fun games at Twin Peaks on Kirby.
Yeah, good times.
No doubt about it.
Did you see the video of the Russian Slap Fest competition?
I did.
The slap competition?
I did.
That was pretty intense. Back in the day, 1560, when it existed, used to do something called Slap Fest, and John and Lance were big behind putting that together.
I remember.
Yep. There was, I forget, Malik was his name, and he used to, he was in it with, I want to say Aggie Steve, because I was at that one as a listener.
And,
okay. It was pretty intense. Like a Slap Fest, it was pretty intense. It's just two dudes. You stand there, you face each other, and then you just slap the fire out of each other. You just take turns slapping each other in the face. And I was like, I would end up fighting. I can tell you right now, if someone slapping me in the face is just, I'm not going to do that. I would end up getting in a fight. But this one in Russia was intense.
No doubt.
And there was the guy that won it, I feel like he was cheating. So it wasn't just a normal slap, like, how dare you, sir? And then, you know, like, it was like this dude, like, obviously it's open hand, but I feel like it was more of a chop.
It wasn't fingertips as much as it was.
Right. It was. I feel like he was using the heel of his hand and hitting the jawline because he damn near knocked the guy out twice. And I don't think you're going to do that with a regular slap. I think he was coming down more and on the jawline, and I was like, that dude's cheating, but he won. They didn't say it was cheating, so it was intense, though. I mean, it's not anything I would do. There's just no way I could do something like that.
I'm with you. You see how we respond on Twitter.
Right.
And on text messages. That's a whole different level.
Now, boxing, Muay Thai, I did that kind of stuff. But that's okay because I can defend myself. Yes, in a slap fight, you have to keep your hands by your side. And just take – no. See, I can defend myself.
Right.
I can head move. I can circle out. I can, you know, whatever. That's a whole different level of toughness for me. Just getting – no. And that dude was big that won it.
Well, like, and like you say, it's almost like a whole different level of toughness and restraint because you got to hold yourself back when you're like, oh, hell no. You're going to –
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm coming back at you. Yeah, that's
– very intense.
No question about it. We've had a very adventurous day.
It's been busy.
Lots of topics, lots of things. And then, of course, the whole cheaters episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was interesting.
That was a good time. Got to see some good basketball. Auburn and New Mexico State, the Aggies.
Right now, Michigan State's got their hands full.
Yeah, Michigan State.
Michigan State down one with about 11 minutes.
No, up one.
Now they're up one. They were losing to Bradley. Now it's a one-point game. I get it.
Points go.
Yeah, thanks, Chief. When I'm in my basement tonight watching basketball tapes, I'll let you know how that goes. Belmont right now was up. Now they're trailing Maryland 50-45 with about 15 minutes to play. So some good games already going on in the tournament. Obviously, plenty of games tonight and tomorrow. And again, tomorrow we'll be at Twin Peaks on Kirby.
Do you have a game of choice tonight? I mean, like, you know me. I love college basketball. It's probably my favorite sport. I'm super into it. I know everything about every team. But if you were going to tell me one game to watch tonight, what would you – do you have a recommendation or just
– And I think it's tonight, but the game of – it's Marquette and Murray State you don't really want to miss. Because,
I don't.
No, Ja Morant is a guy that's going to be in the top – believe it or not, he'll be a top five pick in the NBA draft.
Okay.
He can absolutely fly.
Okay.
He's a hell of a player. Howard, the guard from Marquette, has had a 50-point game. He can score. So that's going to be those two guys going head-to-head in a game that you probably – it should be a pretty high-scoring and very fast-paced game that should be good to watch.
Okay.
I would say that's one to put on your radar, if not others. So that one I would suggest to you. And I haven't seen the full schedule of night games. But, yeah, that actually is going to start in about 5 minutes. Murray State and Marquette. So you might even be here for part of it. But, yeah, that's –
of the first round, that's a good one to watch.
All right, good deal. Somebody texted. Oh, Jesse from Spring texted the show. He said, I use a company credit card when I fill up using the GetUpside app.
Yeah.
Cash back. He still gets his cash back.
Nothing
finessing
wrong with
that. The game.
Nothing wrong
that's
with
a
that.
Different show. But, yeah, that's do your thing, Jesse. Good
no
for you.
No doubt about it. And, hey, that's what we're all about, helping out the listeners who help us out by listening to us whenever they can.
That's right.
All right, so we appreciate you guys, the listeners, as always. And stay tuned because when we get done here, Fred's going to be here with Aaron and Lance Zierlein at some point will be stopping in. If not, Barry, your marathon continues.
Juan, yes. Yes, it does. Juan, by the way, real quick, this is a good question for you too. Would you rather be knocked out or bitch slapped? Which one would you rather have?
Bitch slapped.
I think I want to be knocked out. You know why? You don't feel it. You really don't. When you get knocked out, you don't feel it. You wake up and you're like, what happened? But if you get bitch slapped like in that Russian thing, you know you got slapped. It hurts. I'd rather be knocked out. I'm going to go KO.
Bitch slap, you get a chance to retaliate.
Well, it hurts.
Okay.
You don't. Usually you don't feel when you get knocked out.
That's why you're getting divorced.
That's good point.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up here, and we'll be again at 290. We're here 290. Fred and Lance and Aaron today. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll all be at the Twin Peaks Kirby location. Stop by and see us. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a while. If you need anything done with your roofing, whether it be a fix a leaky roof or you want to put a whole new roof on your house, well, there's no other company to call than Fitz Roofing because they're not storm chasers or deposit thieves. Take your money up front and then they want to get the heck out of town. These are people that are locally owned and operated, and they are here for you, the people of H-Town. They use the best in the business for materials like CertainTeed shingles, so much so that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. That's why they're here for you. Their base warranties, longer than your average roofer. And the fact that they get an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor lets you know all you need to know. They're going to take care of you before, during, and after the sale. Check them out, FitzRoofing.com online. That's F-I-T-Z Roofing.com. Or give them a call, 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection. They come out to see what you got. They tell you what you need to do, and they go away. If you want them to come back, you call them, get back in touch with them, and they come out and do absolutely fantastic work. Check them out when you get a chance. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.